This Lord's Day, we watched a DVD presentation by Voice of the Martyrs, which ministers to the persecuted church overseas. And although we might have some theological differences with them, particularly of the fact that they have an Arminian or free will presentation of the gospel, they still do a considerable amount of good work in bringing relief and help to the persecuted church. This particular presentation included mostly visual with limited audio. It didn't seem appropriate to include the bits and pieces of audio as it really wouldn't convey the message of the presentation. It consisted mostly of three vignettes, one by a persecuted woman in Pakistan. Her name is Shafia, and how she was persecuted for her Christian faith there, along with her family. A gentleman by the name of Alex, who was, with others, abducted and almost killed by the FARC guerrillas in Colombia, and how he ended up surviving a massacre and actually witnessing to the FARC commander later on in his life, and continues to minister in Colombia. And then the third vignette was about a woman named Sarah. That was her Christian name given to her. How she was arrested and tortured in China, was imprisoned for 6 years for being the editor and, I believe, the publisher of an underground Christian newspaper. And in each of the cases, it was just a graphic reminder of the amazing mercies we enjoy, the freedom we have to worship and not be persecuted, but the amazing strength and courage that God gives to believers in situations that are very dire. God willing, next time we're going to have a little presentation on some of the ways a person can become involved in the work that Voice of the Martyrs does. They have a number of different programs that reaches out to the persecuted church, so we'll be considering those.